Alright, Parshas Bo Tavshin Pei Aleph. Tonight's shir should be l'schos for Shlema Shlomo Ben Reizel Kreinsha, Reuven Peretz Ben Basya, and Moshe Meir Ben Dina. Shall have a refor Shlema B'sech Shachal Yisrael, and Lina Yeshmas or Kelomer Yehuda Ben Zayber Zecher Tzadik Racha. The Shama should have a tremendous Aliyah. So as we've been doing, we're going to go through the mitzvos, and finally in Parshas Bo, we have a bunch of mitzvos to choose from after many weeks of a mitzvah here and a mitzvah there. Tonight we have, how many are there in Bo? I don't know, close to 20 mitzvos. So the Chinuch has a lot of important mitzvos. Many of them have to do with Pesach because Parshas Bo is mamish, the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I figured even though we have many exciting days before Pesach, a lot of Shabbosim, we have Tu B'Shvat, you have Purim, you have Shushan Purim, Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, which is a mitzvah in the sixth parsha too. I figured we'll take one of the Pesach topics, and yeah, from Reagan's all the time. Yeah? Okay, yeah, from Reagan's. There are different avoidance going on in the next 2 months. But before we know it, it's going to be Pesach. Pesach's like 2 months away, mamish. Like maybe like 10 weeks, I don't know, 9.5 weeks. It's crazy. So we gotta do achanas, and it's a mitzvah in the sixth parsha. There's a lot of mitzvahs in the sixth parsha by the Chinuch. Some of those mitzvahs are just to mention a few of them, because there's just so many. Is the shechitas haPesach, the shechting the korban. There's eating the meat of the korban Pesach. There's not eating the korban unless it's if it's under roasted or cooked. You can't eat it; it has to be fully roasted and stuff. So there's a lot of things about the korban Pesach itself. Then about chametz, about matzah. So tonight we're going to talk about chametz. That's what we're going to talk about. I mean, and chametz is one of the most fascinating mitzvos or concepts in the whole Torah. Why? Because the whole year, chametz is something that's mutter. Chametz is all around us. We eat bread products all year round. That's what we live on. It's kosher. It's totally, you know, totally fine. And then all of a sudden, you have this isser of that which is totally fine the whole year becomes usser midaraisa. And usser midaraisa in the most extreme way. Not just, oh, okay, don't, you know, stay away from it. One commandment. We have multiple ways that we're so careful to get rid of the chametz, to check for the chametz, to destroy the chametz, to again get rid of the chametz, and do a bittul, over and over and over. So many steps in the process. It's really unique. You don't have that other mitzvahs. The Torah says do this, do that, don't do that. You have a asay, los asay, fine. Here you have so many mitzvahs revolving around one concept. And we're going to have to understand why. We're going to have to know what is the mitzvah, what's the nature of the mitzvah of what's called tashbisu hashbasas chametz, of destroying, removing the chametz, getting rid of the chametz. What is the deeper meaning of it? Get into a little, you know, what the message of getting rid of the chametz is. But understand, what is it about chametz? What's the nature of the mitzvah, the gedarim of the mitzvah, and why the Torah goes ahead? And, you know, some say that the mitzvah already starts like way before Pesach. Once you start cleaning your house, you're already fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbisu. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of removing chametz. It's not Pesach yet. Others say maybe it starts Erev Pesach, because that's, you know, when the bezika kicks in that night. But if you hold, it starts earlier. So once and some say the Balamor, I think it's famous shita, everything you eat to get rid of chametz is no greater way, he says, than getting rid of chametz than eating it. So every time you eat something before Pesach, it's a gevalik mitzvah. So many different parts to it. And we do a bedika, we say a bittul, we do a biur, we say a bittul. No beer this year. Why? We'll Pesach smutzit. What's the shams? It is? I don't know the calendar. Wow. So this year, so we're going to... Uh-huh. Interesting. I know that fell out this year that way. So wait, it's a three-day Yontif?
It's a three-day... When it starts, it's basically Shabbos, and then lots of Shabbos. First, Pesach,
Seder,
and Sunday
night. Wow. Okay. So we'll have to talk about that tonight. How does Biur fit in with this mitzvah of getting rid of chametz? Hashpasas chametz. Is it the way to get rid of chametz? It's a machlok, it's in the Gemara. But how it actually interplays with it. So let's see the Chinuch in mitzvah test. And before we see the Chinuch, let's see the Pasuk in the Torah. So the Pasuk in the sixth Parsha, Parshas Bo, Perek Yubei Pasuk Tesvav tells us as follows, Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu, for 7 days you eat matzah. Ach, Bayom Arishon Tashbisu Seor Mibateichem. But on the preceding day, you gotta get rid of all of the Seor, all of the leaven from your houses. Ki kol oichel hachametz v'nichrasa nefesh ahim yisrael miyom arishon yom ha-shvi. Because whoever eats chametz from the first day until the seventh day, he gets kares. His nefesh gets kares, which is also a pretty strong, severe punishment for somebody who violates this. So it's very important mitzvah. We're very machmir by it. Possibly because the einish is so great. But that is the pasuk in this week's parasha. Rashi clarifies that even though it says by Yom Arishon, the first day, it's really talking about Me'erev Yom Tov. That you don't get rid of it on the first day, you get rid of it on Erev Yontif. The Kar Rishon Fushu Lifnei Hashiva. It's called Rishon because it's before the 7 days. It's not the first of the 7 days, but it's before the 7 days. Okay, that's it. Rashi clarifies that for us. So let's look at the Chinuch. The Chinuch and Mitzvah test tells us the following. Mitzvahs Hashpasas Chametz. Lahasir Kolechem Chametz Mimishkinoisenu Biyom Arba Asar Benisan. Shinamar Ach Biyom Rishon Tashpisu Sorm Batechem Ferusha Rishon Koidem La Pesach. You have to remove all Chametz from our dwellings, from our homes, on the 14th day of Nisan. And he quotes our Pasuk. And the first day is before Pesach. Says the Chinuch, Mishar Shei Mitzvah. You gotta get rid of the chametz. What's the purpose of this? What's the reason for this mitzvah? Kedei sheniskor hanisim shebemitzrayim kamo shekasav bekorban Pesach. It's to remember all the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim. We know the Ramban in Parshas Bo tells us that we have so many mitzvahs that are zecher etzias Mitzrayim because by reminding ourselves of the Ashkacha Pratis, of the nisim Guluyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at that time with Paro and Bnei Yisrael and Mamish nisim v'niflos that are we can't even imagine. So by doing so, it reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it reveals to us that even the Nisim Nistarim are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was really the proof of Hashkacha Pratis in the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just create the world, but he's involved in the world in a very direct way, on a very regular basis, and can, in charge of nature. So this mitzvah too is also, according to the Chinuch, Kedei Sheniskor Nisim Shem Mitzrayim, and we'll have to understand different ways of understanding this mitzvah, but that's what the Chinuch writes. Says the Chinuch, Dinei HaMitzvah, so what is the Din of the Mitzvah? Kigon Shas Biuro Min Hayom Masay Mahi Ashpasa. So from when do you have to get rid of it? And what constitutes, I guess, getting rid of it? Uve Eze Makom Tzarech L'chap, so where you have to look for Chametz. Uve Eze Makom Eino Tzarech, where you don't have to look. Uve Masay Mutas HaMitzvah Alovim Yoytza Oderech, and when the Mitzvah falls upon you, if you're traveling, Vim Chal Arba Asar B'Nisa B'Shabbos. Eich Yadino, Chinuch talks about this is an old, right? It's not new, the calendar falls out this way. But if Pesach falls out on Shabbos, what do you do with this din? V'abitl ba'pesh etzarech lasas noisef al biur, and the bitl with your mouth, the kol chamir that we say, which is on top of the biur, v'yeser pratem v'varim v'pesach rishon, this is all explained in the Gemara, in Pesachim, in the beginning, in the first four prakim. V'noheges b'chol makum b'chol zman b'zachar v'nokevos. This mitzvah applies for both men and women. You might think it doesn't apply by women. Why? Because it's a mitzvah sase shazman grama. It has a very specific time. No, it applies by women because it's part of it's a low sase first. Actually it's an ase, right? This is a lahasir kolechem chametz. You have to get rid of it. This is an ase. There's low sase is connected to chametz as well, so it's a little confusing, right? There's bal yiroe, bal yematzeh. You can't own it. You can't see it. But this is the get rid of commandment. But women are, because it's all connected and they're nichlal and getting in the los ases and not allowed to have chametz either, they also are part of this mitzvah. This mitzvah, since it's mitzvah ase, if you violate it, you're violating a mitzvah ase. And if you have chametz in your house, you violate an ase because you didn't do tashbisu, if you didn't do tashbisu. And that's why you have chametz. And you also violate a los asi because you're violating Bali Rav, Bali Matzah, and other Isurim. So you get a couple smacks. A couple of errors there. Shenamar se'ol le'imatzi v'atecha v'al ein lokin alav ze im lo asa bo ma'isa shal halachihi la'ashim v'ma'isa ein lokin alav. Okay? So that is the chinuch. let's go ahead and try to understand a little bit more about this mitzvah. Some of the pratim, some of the details about this mitzvah. Welcome, Aaron. We're talking about the mitzvah of Hashpasas HaChametz. Parsha, this is the mitzvah, this is Parsha. Hashem, Parsha's Bo, only 2 months away from Pesach. So if you look at source number 3, the Gemara in Psochem, Daf Kof Amid Aleph tells us as follows. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says that the only way to get rid of Chametz is through Sreifa. You have to use Sreifa as the mechanism to get rid of Chametz. The Chachamim Omrim Af Mefarer Vizari LaRuach Omati LaYam. The Chachamim disagree. They say, no, you can even go ahead and just throw it out into the wind or into the ocean, and that's enough, that's good enough to fulfill this obligation of Bir Chametz. I think some say that maybe the Chacham, the Lashon of Af, it's Machlokas, whether or not they even hold it, that the, you know, obviously it would be work to burn it, but maybe it's also that Sreifa is the best. So you're gonna have to understand Halacha L'maisa, what we do. So if you look at source number 4, the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, this is a whole sugya here, but Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simen Tuf Mem Hey Sif Aleph Ketzad Bir Chametz. How do we do Bir Chametz? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sorfo Foro Vizor Veleruach Ozer Kol Hayam. We paskin like the Chachamim in the Shulchan Aruch that you can throw it out into the wind, let the crumbs fly away, or throw it into the water. And this year, Binyamin pointed out that it's Pesach falls out Matzei Shabbos. So yeah, you know, this is really our only option. Can't burn it, Erev Pesach. The Yehaya Chametz Kosher Veinayam Mechatcho Meheira Harizet Mefaro Veachaker Zarkal. Okay, Zarkal Yam. Says the Rama VaMinag LeSarfo. So Rama says that the minog is to burn the chametz. You want to fulfill this mitzvah of hashbasa, this mitzvah of getting rid of the chametz. And we'll have to understand the connection again between biur and hashbasa. But biur is fulfilled according to the Rama. The minog is to burn it. Bayom, and you might ask, so why do we burn it by day usually in our Pesach and not the night before when we do the Bedika? So Rabbi Huda learns out, the Gemara learns out, the Naisar, it's Dumi the Naisar Shainisar Bayom. It's connected to Naisar, it's similar to Naisar which was done by day. Achim Roitza Lasarfa Miyat, Achar Bedika, Kadeshli Yagarenu Chulda, Harshis Biyadav. Never really saw anybody do this, but somebody wants to do a beer and fire at night, because they're concerned that you know, certain things, then they can. So that's very, very interesting. There's a discussion about, you know, about this. And a lot of the poskim, they make a couple of hours just to say them outside. So Sturmbach has a tshuva in Shuvas Van Hagos where he says that many people, you know, don't really make sure that their chametz actually burns, that they don't fulfill the mitzvah of tashpisu, of getting rid of the chametz completely, because they just quickly, you know, you show up at the dumpster, you throw it in, and you leave. But that's not fulfilling the mitzvah to make sure that your own chametz, that you mamish got rid of it, and that it actually burns. You see a little part of it burn. Some people like to throw a lot of chametz in there, into the dumpster. But you should really watch the chametz, make sure it actually burns. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa here, a tashbisu, of going ahead and doing that. So that's Rosh Tormach. And the Debet Sina Rav, in source number 5, the Ber Moshe, he has a tshuva here, where he mentions that he talks about the question of pouring like oil and gas, certain things that are flammable on the fire. And that's very common. I remember as a kid, we used to like spray deodorant, throw a deodorant bottle, then make the fire even bigger, and it's fun, yeah. Or all pyromaniacs, you know, not all of us, but some of us, lighter fluid, nefe, whatever. Yeah, so go ahead and do that. So what does that do? So he's very against it. He says, what are you doing then? If we're trying to be Mekayim Mitzvah, like Rebbe Yehuda, In the most lechatchila way, like the Rama says, that's the minhag to burn it, even though we paskin it's okay if you just throw it into the wind or throw it into the water. So by destroying it, by throwing lighter fluid on it, or deodorant or something flammable to make the fire burn more, we're destroying the chametz. We're making it bottle. It's already then not edible anymore. It loses its status of chametz. And you're not doing anything by going ahead and burning it afterwards, because you already were mevar it in a different way. So he says that he was minog in Forest Hills, he quotes, was to do this, and to be mezakeh the minog of Klal Yisrael, but in Borough Park they didn't do this. The whole shtickle. But it's important to keep that in mind. You know, it's not about making a big fire. It's about burning the chametz. It's about getting rid of the chametz. That's the goal there. And the fire is the way we do it. So the machlokes in sources number 6 and 7 between Rashi and Tosfos, major machlokes as to what the nature of the mitzvah of bittul chametz is. When you have to get rid, when you do a bittul and you nullify the chametz, what are you doing exactly? Says Rashi, it's the Gemara in Dalet Amad Beis in Pesachim, the bittul biyama dichsiv tashbisu. So the Gemara says bittul biyama that you just do a bittul. He quotes the pasuk of tashbisu, our mitzvah, our pasuk. V'lok siv tivaru. The pasuk doesn't say to get rid of; it says to destroy. V'hashbasa delev hi hashbasa, and being mevatel in your heart, having kavana to go ahead and be mevatel, is enough of destruction for the chametz. So that's Rashi. Rashi seems to hold that bittul chametz, being mevatel the chametz, is a fulfillment of our mitzvah of hashbasa. That's what Rashi says in source number 6. But if you look at Tosfos is bothered. Tosfos in source number 7 tells us as follows. Midaraisa vitu yamasage, perisha kurtris mech, dichsir tashpis of loksiv tivaru, alma hashbasa belevi, vikosha lari, the high hashbasa avarahi, velo bito. So he says that hashbasa is really the havara, and that's not bito. He says it's something different. And Tosfos goes ahead, he's bothered by this, he says, what it really is that bittul biyama sagi mitar de machir bittul have hefker. The reason bittul biyama works is because you make it hefker. When you say that this chametz is totally batul mevutal, you're making it hefker, and it's no longer yours. So if it's no longer yours, you don't own possession. You got rid of it, and you're good to go. So Tosos clearly holds that bittul is not tashbisu. Tashbittul means to nullify. Tashbisu means to destroy, to get rid of. So, when you do bittul, you're making it hefker, and you're no longer required to do tashbisu because you don't own it anymore. There's no chiv of tashbisu. This is a big machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What's very interesting, and if you look at the Ramban also goes ahead, and he's in the camp of Rashi, it seems to be. Rashi and Ramban seem to agree that bittul is a fulfillment of hashbasa. So the Minchas Chinuch in source number 9, and we'll get back to this machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. The Minchas Chinuch in source number 9 goes ahead and has a chakira in the mitzvah of hashbasa. He discusses and has like eight nafkaminas between this chakira. He says he wants to know what is the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah result oriented that I can't have chametz in my rishus? Or is there an active mitzvah that I need to destroy chametz? When in the mitzvah is hashpasas hachametz, as the chinuch says, lahasir kolechem chametz mishkenoseinu b'yom arba asar b'nisan, to remove all leavened bread. Do I have to actively do something, or do I just have to make sure that there's nothing there? My nafkamina. So he quotes eight of them. I'll let you guys say one or two of them. I don't know all of them off the top of my head, but I can read them. But what's a nafkamina? Whether the mitzvah is result oriented, that I have to make sure my house doesn't have chametz, or I have to do a mice of mamish, either burning, getting rid of, being mevatel, the chametz. What's a nafkamina?
Bracha.
What do you mean?
You make a bracha.
So if it's a mice and mitzvah.
How do you make a bracha?
If it just happens, right? There's no mice and mitzvah. If it just happens to be that you know it happens, there's no mice, there's no action of doing something to get rid of the chametz, then you wouldn't say bracha. And if it's a mice, it's a bracha. Okay, one nafkamina. Very simple. You don't have chametz. You don't have chametz. I don't have chametz in my house. Am I chayv to go out and buy chametz to destroy the chametz? Well, if it's based upon a maisa, then sure. If it's based upon a result that I don't have chametz, well, I don't have chametz, so I'm good. I already fulfilled the mitzvah of hashbasa by not having chametz because there's nothing for me to destroy. So that's another nafkamina he gives. What if somebody goes ahead and is chafetz b'mitzvasa, I think he's lush, and somebody jumps to go ahead and steal and snatch your mitzvah away. Somebody takes your chametz and burns it for you, gets rid of it for you. So, now again, you're in a situation where in your house, you don't have any chametz. So you're mekayim the mitzvah if it's just to get to that end goal and result of not having the chametz. But if the mitzvah is to do a maisa mitzvah, to do an action of getting rid of it, well, your friend stole your mitzvah, so you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. And you were mevatel this mitzvah saseh of tashbisa. So the Minchas Chinuch plays around with this chakira. he's really not sure. Also, do you need kavana? If there's a maisa mitzvah, you need kavana. If it's just memela, there's no kavana obviously needed. So that's the Minchas Chinuch in source number 9. So he connected back to Rashi and Tosfos, I think. It's a pretty lengthy Minchas Chinuch. I didn't quote the whole thing here. How do you plug it in?
That's according to Tosfos. Tosfos holds that the mitzvah is to do a mitzvah of the hashbasa. So that's why he doesn't hold Rashi. Rashi holds hashbasa b'leiv.
Right. So I think, I didn't look into it so much, but I think the Chinuch points out that it actually is, the Minchas Chinuch says that he doesn't connect it directly. Rav Chaim and the Rambam does. Rav Chaim and the Rambam goes ahead and makes this same distinction and plugs it into Rashi and Tosfos.
Rav Chaim is a little different than Minchas Chinuch.
In what way?
A little different.
His presentation.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He's not saying all the way from Minchas Chinuch that it's just the Shevat Tassim.
Mm-hmm.
He's not saying that. He's saying it's more in the nature of mitzvah.
More in the nature of mitzvah. Okay, but that's a Minchas Chinuch. But like Aaron's saying, perhaps we can say that and connect that according to the Rav Yehuda in the Gemara, Rav Yehuda we saw says what? How do you get rid of the chametz? By burning it. What's burning? Burning's an action. You need to do a maisa. According to Chachamim, you just throw it into throw the crumbs into the air, into the water. And or just have it be rid of, but you don't have to do anything to get rid of it. More like Tosfos. There's no specific way, as long as it just doesn't exist anymore. You could do whatever mechanism works, and if you don't have chametz, you don't have chametz. Similar to Tosfos. So it could line up with Rashi and Tosfos. It could, Efshir, this chakir and Minchas Chinuch. But that's Minchas Chinuch. The Shulchan Aruch in source number 10 tells us what happens if a person finds chametz in his house. Hamoitze chametz beveso imu b'chol hamoed yotzien of yavir amyad. So if it's Chol HaMoed, you go ahead and you get rid of it immediately. Vimu, you burn it, you destroy it. Vimu Yom Tov, Yechafe Olav Kli Al HaLaila V'Az Yavarenu, if it's Yontif, because it's, I think, Muktzah, you can't be Metaltalit on Yontif, so you go ahead and you get rid of it after Yontif. What's very interesting is Ratzvi Pesach Frank points out in Mikrei Kodesh that Bizman HaZeh, when most of us sell our Chametz, so if you're going to go ahead and find chametz on Pesach in your house that you sold and destroy it, what is that megala? What does that show? It wasn't really a good sale. So you have to be very careful. You can't just go ahead and sell and destroy something that's not yours and you're stealing. or you're nullifying your sale. One or the other, but it's not good. So he makes that point, makes that ha'ara, that bizman hazeh, it's a little different. So this is the sugya of the mitzvah of hashpasas chametz, you know, al regal achas, because it's really it's a very involved mitzvah and part of a larger mitzvah that involved many mitzvahs of getting rid of chametz and matzah and the whole inyan of Pesach. Wanted to conclude a little bit with some just divrei hashkafa on the mitzvah of chametz. So as I opened up and started, It's the most unique mitzvah in the Torah in a certain way that we are so machmir by chametz. So many mitzvahs about it, the bittel and the biur and the bittel and the bedika, mamish like everything. And there's so many isurim about it also. There's an isur achila and an isur hana and bal yira and bal yimatzeh. It's mamish like the Torah goes crazy about this chametz. I mean, okay, it's chametz. No, we don't do it by treif. We don't do it by basar b'chalav. The Isser of Chametz is so unique. It's Aser B'mashu. It's not Mevatel itself. So the Ravaz is very bothered by this. And he was asked the Shaila. Ravaz is like, I don't even know, but maybe hundreds or thousands probably of Tshuvos. I'm not sure if it gets into the thousands. Thousands? Aaron? Or hundreds?
Yeah, sure.
Thousands. Thousands of Tshuvos. Chalakim that have like 500 Tshuvos in each. And the Ravaz in source number 11, he was asked the Shaila. Manish Dan Chametz V'Pesach. Cute, you know, plain words there. Manish Dama Chametz Pesach, Mikol Yisurin Shabbatar Shech, Mira Allah Atar La'atzricho B'dika, Visara, Visrov, Vikale, Vigab Bito, Vosiv Chametz La'atzricho B'dika B'chor and Mistokin, L'chap Yisachar L'sharish Aysen Mikol Gvulov, V'avar Allah B'vah Yirah B'vah Matze, all the Yisurin there involved. Why is it so different than every other Yisurin in the Torah? V'asura B'chol Shehu. So says the Radvaz, first he goes ahead and suggests, because there's Kares, but then he says it can't just be because there's Kares, because there's other Isurim as well. There's other Isurim as well of Kares, and we're not so strict. And maybe it's lo bedili mine, because all year round we're near it. So it's not like treif, right? A person has pork. You know, and they sell pork in the store. Okay, I never go near the pork. Chametz, I'm around all year round. I have challah every Shabbos. It's delicious. I love it. It's geschmack. My taiva for it is, and my habitual, it's not just taiva, my habitual relationship to chametz is very strong. And you might forget on Pesach, you might go ahead and slip up, so we have to make so many chametz. But he doesn't really like that either. What does he conclude? And with the final answer, he says as follows. Where is his the famous Radvaz line? The last two lines. Sha'amir Razal b'Midrashos. Here's your chassidus for tonight. It's from the Radvaz. Radvaz says that the Midrashim tell us chametz b'Pesach remez liyetzahar. Chametz on Pesach is the yetzahar. Vehush seur shebeisa. V'lachin kala garish yigarish oiso ha'adam me'alav yichapis alav b'chom machvos machshevosav. Therefore, a person has to literally do a real bedika in themselves internally. Look through their hidden thoughts. V'afilu kol shelo batil. And he concludes, he says that, Mamish, this is Emes Venachon. You want to know why we're so strict by Chametz? Because Chametz represents the Yetzahara. That's what he says, halacha is the answer. It's very strict, it's very interesting, very rare that, you know, he's not a Chassidish Rebbe here. But he's telling you that V'chein Nachon, that's the real reason. I mean, I don't like the other answers I gave, because of Isser Kares and it's the Labdili Inshiminei. This is the right answer. And that's a big ha'ara to understand. Yes.
Chaya? Is he saying that it represents the Yetzer Hara all year round as well, or only on Pesach?
That's a good question. I think you'd have to say only on Pesach. You know, that's a little tricky then. Why only on Pesach and not all year round? But it's Mutter all year round, only when it's Usser. Maybe what the Siman is of the Chametz on, you know, that concept exists all year round. But Pesach is the time that we... work on that avoda to try to inculcate it into us for the whole year, but it only applies, I think, there is no Isser Chametz the rest of the year. So it has to only apply on Pesach.
Right.
So that's what the Radvaz says, a fascinating Radvaz. And that's really what Chazal tell us, that Chametz, the Sor B'Shebe'isa, is the Yetzahara. And if you think about it, it makes sense, right? There's many, many ways that this is explained. One way that explained is that, as opposed to matzah, which is, it is what it is. It is what you see. It's a flat bread. There's nothing there that's deceiving. You eat a good gezunta piece of challah, and it's got dough and air, and it's built up, and it's blown up. It represents gaiva, represents misleading. There's a lot of ramazim in this idea. And when we're really, what we're doing, the much deeper idea of chametz is we're not just getting rid of chametz because the Torah said get rid of chametz and have matzah on Pesach. We're being bodek ourselves. We're looking for the chametz within ourselves. What yetzaharas do we have? What do we need to work on as our avoda? And that's what the chametz really represents. So we need to check ourselves. And that's as careful as we are to check, to clean, to do the spring cleaning and everything else. When it comes to Pesach, even though it's not halacha, we go above and beyond to clean like crazy. So we got to clean ourselves. Even if we clean a little bit, and we clean a lot more physically, but we clean a little bit spiritually, that's the avoda, and that's the message from the Ravaz of this mitzvah of Hashpasas HaChametz. If we look at the Gemara in source number 12, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Maral tells us Rabbi Alexandre Basar de Matzle Amar Hachi. After Rabbi Alexandre would daven, he would say the following, Ribono Olam, Galav Yaduf Fanecha Shirat Zanein Lasset Zatuncha. Ribono Shalom, you know that my desire is to fulfill your Ratzon. I want to do what you want me to do, what you want on. Umima Akiv, what's stopping me? Seor Shebeisa v'Shibud Malchios. He says two things. Two things are stopping me. One is this Seor Shebeisa, and one is Shibud Malchios. Shibud Malchios, I understand. Shibud Malchios makes sense. When we were under other controls and dominions in foreign countries and we couldn't keep the Torah properly, Shibud Malchios is stopping us literally from serving the Ribbono Shalom in a proper way. We can't learn Befarhasya. We can't get together and daven in a shul because there's persecutions going on Shibud Malchios sometimes throughout history. Baruch Hashem, we haven't experienced this in our lifetime, but throughout history, this is a common thing that happens when we're under the control of other kings and in different countries. We can't practice our religion freely. So okay, I get that. It's going to prevent me from serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Or Shebeisa, here's the Rashi. That's really the Kutzker. Rashi says So Or Shebeisa. Yitzer hara shivilivenu. Hem chem mitznu. that the Yetzer Hara, that's what Rashi defines, a Sor B'Shisa, is that which goes ahead and is machmitz us. And it goes ahead and causes us to become like chametz. And so this Rashi here also, like what's going on? Rashi's defining this idea of stopping to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's ma'akiv us? It's the Sor B'Shisa, which is the Yetzer Hara. So we see that this Rashi itself is alluding to the same idea as the Radvaz, this Medrash. And that Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara, and we're so machmir when it comes to Chametz with the Mitzvah Hashpas, and Bali Ron, Bali Matzeid, Bidika, and Bior, and Bittel, and all these different ways, because of how careful we need to be, really to be bodek ourselves. And that's what we're saying. So, Shkoyach, everyone on coming. We are 9-10 weeks early before Pesach, but from this week's Parsha, Baruch Hashem, we're able to have a Mitzvah in the Parsha. A beautiful mitzvah that we'll be able to mekayim in just a little bit, and everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos.